Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, what an interesting day it is. Got to break down this bizarre Chris Paul situation that's going on in L.A. Chris Haynes been all over this reporting. I think Shams broke the story. I assume it was the middle. Maybe I saw it as soon as I woke up, and you know I wake up pretty early, so
yeah. I heard it was like midnight. I was up, and I don't know when the last time I went on Twitter was for the night, but I didn't see it live and in person. I saw it when I woke up.
Do we know who the baby face and Hill is in that story?
Too early to tell.
I don't. I think the person who broke the story was Chris Paul.
Yeah, on his Instagram.
Chris Paul put on his Instagram story something like, "Well, I just found out I'm being sent home and the deuces." And it's like, "Oh, okay." Like, and if you saw that live, I would like, "What's he talking about?" Mm-hmm. And then maybe Chris Haynes was the first one to tweet about it. I'm not sure. But what a weird story.
I would. To answer Jesse's question, so I know a lot of people I saw on Twitter, and especially King's Twitter, you know, people were like, "Oh, Chris Paul holding people accountable. Like, we need that here." I got you. But I don't feel like the Clippers would just do this because he was holding people accountable.
So also not forget, Chris Paul has a reputation.
Right. Like, well, my first guess is Chris Paul went too far with how he was talking to people.
What was the report that Chris Paul and Ty Lue haven't talked in 3 weeks?
Yeah, they haven't talked in a while. I think Chris Paul tried to set up a meeting and talk to him, and Ty Lue said, "Yeah, thanks, no thanks."
They also said in one of the tweets or stories or something that Chris at one point had to apologize. He apologized to the team for I guess like going too far or being too harsh with his words or whatever. And I don't know if that was this time and it led directly to them sending him home, or he did that before and then he comes back and does it again and now they're just like, "That's enough."
Well, I think Shams tweeted too that like there's players on the Clippers that signed off like, "Yeah, we're all good with him being sent home." Like, it wasn't just, "Oh, Ty Lue said you had to go home." Like, everyone's like, "Yep, send him home."
For Chris Paul to get sent home, I would lean towards he's the heel in this situation.
I think so too.
Because that's
like Chris Paul. I don't want to hear the whole like, "Oh, he was just holding them accountable." Like, I know I'm not buying that.
Right.
Like, maybe he was in his Chris Paul way, and we've seen over the years that does not rub a lot of people the right way.
It's navigating reporting, right? The story, Chris Paul has been sent home. The commentary, Chris Paul wanted to play his final season with the Clippers. The team is off to a disappointing 5-16 start and now removes one of the few leaders in the locker room. That's from Chris Haynes. Quote from the organization, "We are parting ways with Chris and he will no longer be with the team. We will work with him on the next step of his career. Chris is a legendary Clipper who has had an historic career. I want to make one thing very clear. No one is blaming Chris for our underperformance. I accept responsibility for the record we have right now. There are a lot of reasons why we've struggled. We're grateful for the impact Chris has made on the franchise. Again, at least as of 1:06 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on December 3rd, Chris Paul has not been cut. He has not been waived. And I'm sure that that's the line. Where is it? We will work with him on the next step of his career. I'm sure with that, that's what that line is referring to, is being waived, being traded, whatever. Because there are financial, like Chris is getting paid. Mm-hmm. You can waive him if you want to. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Clippers aren't worried about that. More from Chris Haynes. Weeks ago, Chris Paul requested to have a meeting with Tyronn Lue to discuss allegations of being a negative presence on the team. Lue refused to meet with him. Lawrence Frank traveled to Atlanta to deliver the news of parting ways. Then Chris goes on to talk about them being stuck at the airport in Miami. Team was delayed heading into an Atlanta, and they find out in the middle of the night about Chris Paul's departure.
Would you feel a certain way if 40-year-old Chris Paul on his last year, shooting 32% of the year, by the way, was yelling at you?
It depends. It depends. Like, I wouldn't hold the way he's playing against him.
Well, not just that, but like, again, 40 years old. Like, dude, you're on just a retirement. You're dumb. You're retirement.
But it's not like he doesn't have something to offer. Yeah. Like, are his criticisms valid? Well, also, don't yell at me.
Yeah, well, like, we are in no way blaming Chris Paul for our performance so far this year. It's all on us. But it didn't help that he continuously called us useless pieces of crap.
Probably not the best.
It didn't help that at the end of every game, he said, "See you jackasses, I told you."
There's no evidence that he said any of those things, by the way.
Allegedly,
yeah.
Yeah, now to answer Jesse's question.
Like, we're all struggling here, like, including you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so, I mean, there is a...
But I don't think Chris Paul was brought into the Los Angeles Clippers to be a difference maker. I kind of felt like, because I advocated for the Clippers to sign him, and I kind of thought he had hit that, like Kevin Garnett in his final year. Mm-hmm. He kind of hit that player coach status where he might be able to be beneficial for guys there. He might be a beneficial hand for Ty Lue. That appears to be just
the Chris Paul lost opposite. The locker room.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like. as silly as that sounds, it's kind of what it sounds like.
You guys know, I've talked about this a number of times. We've talked about this. I love Chris Paul. I absolutely love Chris Paul as a basketball player. Obviously, don't know him as a person, but seems like a fine enough person. But I absolutely understand how he has rubbed people wrong the wrong way his entire career.
Yeah.
Like, every stop he goes, like, I don't know if it's what he's saying, it's how he says things. I don't know what it is, but teammates and opponents, his entire career, he has rubbed people the wrong way. And I would tend to believe probably did more of the same in this situation than with the Clippers. I mean, like, people have the most drastic emotions towards Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Pat Bev, who is Pat Bev, just shoved him because Chris Paul looked at him. Chris Paul looked at him, and Pat Bev, for like the only time in his career, just two-hand shoved somebody. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus Cousins wouldn't let Isaiah Thomas shake his hand.
Also,
that's low-key iconic. No. Come on.
I've told this story before, but at the gym I used to work at, there was this guy who owned the place. It was very quiet, very mild-mannered, and he was just the most unassuming guy that you would think of. And these shoe companies would come in here all the time. It was always like, oh, Nike's about to come in here and make this their facility. Adidas is about to come in here and make this facility. Reebok, whoever, Under Armour, all this. They would all come in there over the course of like 2 years and have talks with them and like work with them a little bit. And we all thought it was going to be that facility, and it ended up not being. And every time I would end up talking to the representatives of the shoe company, every time they'd be like, oh, no, hell no. I'm never working with that guy again. To hell with him. He's a POS. I'm like, what is he saying to these people? Like, they would just hate it. And I would talk to him, and he'd be nice and mild mannered. That's what Chris Paul reminds me of. Like, it's like, what the hell is Chris Paul saying? But all these people got a problem with Chris Paul to, like, the top level. Like, they're done with this. I don't rock with Chris Paul. What is he saying to these people?
If Chris Paul has to reach out to Ty Lue to try and reconcile too, that probably means Chris Paul did something. I mean, if you do something to me, I'm not going to reach out to you to try and make it better. You need to call me.
Chris Paul, no, he did.
Yeah, like he's calling Ty Lue, like, no, yeah, Chris Paul probably did something.
Coach little fella. Something ridiculous.
Chris Paul probably told him I could never respect you as a coach because I was better than you ever were as a player, blah, blah, blah.
I would cook your ass.
Yeah.
Did they ever play on the same team?
I'm not sure.
Maybe in practice.
Nah, they couldn't have.
CP3 probably said, like, right now, me now would cook you at your best, probably. Ty Lue said, I've had it.
I'm not talking to you no more.
I've had enough of your bullying.
Ty Lue played for the Clippers, Rockets, Hawks. No, they've never crossed paths. As teammates, they've never crossed paths. I have some thoughts on Chris Paul. We'll touch on that. The two stories in the league today. One has minimal impact, and that's Chris Paul being ousted by the Los Angeles Clippers. The other one is Giannis Antetokounmpo, and that has impact on the entire league, including the Sacramento Kings, whether anyone likes it or not, including your favorite team, whether you like it or not. Because if you were looking for forward to December 15th, you're just going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait until the Bucks or Giannis make a statement or Giannis is traded, one or the other. We'll dive into all of that. Jake Gaden coming up, Trista Crick coming up, James Hamm coming up. Steve and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, man, let's get to the Elk Grove Kia talk line here. Shout out to my man Cole. Shout out to Elk Grove Kia. I think we're... think we're making a trip out to your neck of the woods this weekend.
Hey.
We'll see. We've been talking about it for so long, man. We might have to get out there and see what's going on with that EV9. Let's see what's going on with TC right now. TC, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers, man? Just vibing.
Yes, sir. What's up with you, man? How you doing?
All right. I was talking to Jesse, bro, before I got on. So it's kind of confusing a little bit, bro, right? It's like Kings media, reporters, fans, and all that. So I'm asking, like, we keep Ham and, you know, others keep talking about draft capital. Well, bro, we're kind of stacked. Like, we act like we're the Clippers and we don't have any draft picks. We have our draft pick this year. I forgot that we got 2 second-rounders this year and a stacked draft that you can trade up and get another first round. Then we got 2 first-round picks next year. We got 2 first-round picks in 2031. So what are we talking about with this draft capital? And then people don't want to attach draft capital like 5 years down the line to a player to get another guy, right? So shout out to Kyle. I'm going back to the Zion trade, which I've been talking about for months. So now we're talking about Zion. So say they do agree. So we're talking about we're not sending Domas and a 2032 first-round pick to New Orleans for Zion on his upside, and everybody's talking about his health. Let's not forget, we revamp players' careers in Sacramento, right? Sometimes players go down the drain, they come to Sacramento and revamp their career.
Who?
You get what I'm saying?
Who? No. He doesn't get a pass for this.
No,
he doesn't get a pass for this. Name one.
Russ. No boy. All boy.
We didn't revamp his career. He said Russ.
Oh, TC. His career. Stop it.
Listen,
he didn't even go to the obvious one.
Hold on, Kenny, hold on. My whole point behind the situation is how are we saying this kid, we need a change and we're not trying to take an upswing on a Zion. I get his health, but he come out here, listen, with our trainers and all that, bro, that would be under control. But what I'm saying is the overall argument point of my situation, like, hey, bro, we're talking about Domas and a 2032 first-round pick. People are saying no, that we don't want to give that to the Pelicans for Zion at 26. What are we talking about? What are we doing? We might as well be
quiet. Okay, breathe. My brother in Christ, you got to breathe.
TC, I understand his point. Appreciate you, too, by the way. I understand his point. I don't think Zion's the player.
Zion's definitely not the player. We went over this extensively yesterday.
You know, he's just not the player. And I don't know who is.
I'm sorry, real quick. I'm so sorry. Who's the obvious guy that revamped their career here?
Weber. Weber was about Ja Morant at that time.
Okay.
That's what Weber was.
I don't think you get to use the revamp players' fair, careers thing, too. Though, like, I don't think TC gets to play that card, though, if that player was 25 years ago, 20 years ago.
Well, also, Chris was a really young player at the time, too. Like, he had barely established himself in the league at that point.
Yeah.
But, no, it's fair.
That's the one I would.
Sure. That's fair.
Not saying
I would have fought you on it, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Russ. TC.
I don't know who that guy is, to be honest with you. Like, realistically. Because every guy that I can think about that could be potentially available, they all got their little warts, and I don't know if I want to spend any draft capital trying to bring them in. And I'm thinking of guys like Zion. I'm thinking of LaMelo Ball. I'm thinking of Trae Young. I'm thinking of Ja Morant. I don't know if I want to give up any first-rounders for those guys. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't.
Also, I love it. We got multiple first-round picks. You can trade back up. If you can't say the draft is stacked and loaded and all of this and just go, oh, yeah, you could trade back up and you could get further. Like, no, I don't think – like, if it's probably not both.
Yeah.
You can't have both. If the draft is that good, no one's going to want to trade out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand
his
point. Shout out
TC, always bringing us content.
I don't think Zion is the right guy for that. And you could say 2032, like, oh, yeah, we're willing to trade 2032. Yeah, maybe so, you know, maybe. That's far down the road. And, you know, to a certain degree, if I'm Scott Perry and I haven't figured this out by 2032, I'm probably not here anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I haven't gotten some good ball players that keep me from being in contention for the number one pick by 2032, I was probably fired in 2030.
No, true. Yeah.
So,
thanks, TC. Thanks, TC. I always appreciate you, my dear brother. My dear brother. But the Giannis situation, we said that, like, you know, Zach LaVine, DeMontis Sabonis, blah, blah, we talk about all of that. Like, we talked about Trey. We talked about Ja. I feel like I'm like, AD. Mm-hmm. None of that matters anymore. None of that matters. My guess is, though, with Giannis, my guess is that that's a discussion, destination, contract extension, you know, things like that. He can opt out of his, if I remember this correctly, or understand this correctly, I should say, he can opt out of that final year this summer mm-hmm. and sign a contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
Those discussions will be had, whether it's New York, whether it's San Antonio, whether it's someone we're not discussing. The thing that will be interesting is, does someone go, we used the example of Oklahoma City earlier because they just have assets to burn. Do they go, no, it's fine. You don't have to sign an extension. You don't even have to like it here. But you're Giannis. We're the Thunder. You're going to enjoy Oklahoma City for the next year and a half, and we're going to win you two titles. You can do whatever you want to after that. But if you want to walk away from two championships, go ahead. But this is what we're doing. And here's the bad news for you, Giannis. You can go sign with whoever you want to. Our team's still going to be better. Because
yeah.
Our team is literally positioned to get even stronger in 2 years. So, yeah, go ahead. Also, pay attention to how bad the Clippers are. How much do you like this draft? Because the Clippers are really bad. And we get to make their selection. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Mr. Giannis, but we don't miss. Would they be willing to do it just to do it? I don't think the Spurs would. I don't think Houston would. Would Oklahoma City? I don't think New York would. New York can't afford to do it. New York needs to win a championship. Is winning a championship the most important thing to Giannis? Is being happy? I mean, I think you were the person who, at least to me, were the one, yeah, Giannis, there's one place with a direct flight to Greece. And I don't remember if it was JFK or Newark or which one it was, which is so bizarre. There's Newark, there's LaGuardia, there's LaGuardia, there's JFK, but it's Newark.
Newark is the one.
It sounds ridiculous, but New Jersey's literally across the street from the financial district. Not the street, the 95.
It's like what?
What is that called? It? The Turnpike.
What was it? Philly and Jersey?
The stadium. The stadium, yeah.
It was literally like 2 miles away.
The stadium was closer in New Jersey than it was in Philadelphia. Yeah. East Coast is fascinating. I say that really all of the time. You drive 4 hours east, west, north, south. You're crossing so many states. You might leave the country if you keep driving. California, you're north, it's California. South, it's California. You go east, you hit Nevada. Congratulations.
Right. I remember when I used to go to my family reunions when I was younger, and they're in South Carolina. We'd be in D.C. or something like that. And I'd be like, oh, I'm from California. They're like, oh, where? I was like, I'm in Sacramento. They're like, oh, like, you're probably right next to Disneyland and everything,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. Well, what was – no, did you hear DeMarcus talking about Sacramento? Where are the palm trees? That's literally what everyone thinks. Oh, where are you from? California. Oh, where? Sacramento. Oh, you're by the beach. No. What beach? No, what? By Folsom Lake. Is that what you meant? Not by the beach, bro.
Oh, Sacramento. Oh, so the Bay Area.
Who was
say it one more time?
Who was tiptoeing those waters at the concert? Was it G-Eazy?
Oh.
Somebody at our concert was tiptoeing around Sacramento and the Bay Area, and it was
it
like, hey, fam.
It had to be Ty or Jacquees.
You're about to lose.
G would know. G-Eazy would know. It might have been Ty.
Maybe it was Ty.
It might have been Ty.
Maybe it was Ty.
Why I oughta. Don't you even think about it.
Kenny's a 1950s sitcom star.
You didn't go to this one, but Lil Kim had it bad.
Oh, did she?
Lil Kim had it real bad. Yeah, I always love to come up here to the Bay Area.
Sit your ass down.
She said it almost like five times.
Oh my god.
Settle down, Kim. But Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah, man. I think,
is Fresno still a thing? Can we work this back into the conversation?
Not with the family, not in America no more.
Oh, that's a no, that's his immediate family.
Yeah.
Like his wife. They didn't live in Fresno, did they?
No, they're from Fresno, but it don't matter. They're not even in America no more.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
It mattered when they were in Milwaukee.
Hey, yeah, I want off of this team. Get out of America. I'm going to make my point.
Man, it certainly feels like New York is the move. I think it would be such a failure by Giannis to go to Brooklyn.
So remind me why Brooklyn is in the, is it because of the cap space?
Cap space. It is New York.
Close enough. Okay.
That would be a failure.
Okay. Tell me why.
Look at the Nets the way people look at the Clippers.
Okay.
Like you'll never matter as much as the Knicks.
No argument. No rebuttal, but I just asked and didn't answer. Well, because I can't. It's a question for him to answer. Mm. We were talking about OKC winning titles, all of this. What's the most important thing to you? Like, it seems because of Milwaukee's struggles and things that he said in the past, winning championships is important to him. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn makes no sense. You're just going to the different version of the Bucks. You're going to a way worse version than the Bucks. You're just in New York.
Going to an expansion franchise.
Sort of. So if that's what's important to you, Brooklyn doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But if life is important to you, and there's nothing wrong with that, if life is more important to you, then Brooklyn to me is completely fine. But nothing you've said in the past has led me to believe that you want out of Milwaukee or potentially want out of Milwaukee because you don't like life in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe that's self-preservation with the fans and your the way to frame this is championships. Giannis was the one who said, well, who knows? Maybe if they're not winning with me, they trade me. That was Giannis who said that. So, you know, I don't fault anyone for wanting something different in life, but you'd be, there aren't enough episodes of your documentary to explain why you want to win championships by going to Brooklyn. Mm. Your window is small, the window, it's small because of the amount of money you make, what it would cost to get you, and how you, and the amount of teams that can win a championship. San Antonio can. Houston, whether they're interested or not, they can. New York can. I mean, obviously, Oklahoma City certainly can. I don't know how many there are, but you have to put, now these offers have to be put together that appease Giannis and Milwaukee. And I don't think there is a single instance in NBA history where that works or where it has worked out that way. I guess there's one, but you don't want to be this. The only one I can think of is OKC and Paul George.
I was just about to say, when you asked earlier if OKC would just do it, is it inconceivable to think OKC could do this for Giannis and then in a year flip him like they did Paul George?
No.
Like,
is it, you here, said, is it inconceivable? No, yeah. It's not inconceivable.
Get him here, win a championship. He says, I know you said, you know, just get here and figure it out, but I did figure it out. I want to leave. All right. Thanks. Well, now you have two championships on your resume, and we'll recoup all those picks that we, We just lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
These dudes.
You could.
These dudes. Okay, see, it's ridiculous.
It truly isn't fair.
It is ridiculous. And it really does seem like a one of one. Because Utah's trying to do the same thing. And it's just, it's to say it's not going
Utah,
the same way is an understatement.
Bless your stupid little heart.
We'll just do the OKC model. We have 13 picks in the next 4 years. We'll be just like OKC.
Also, Danny Ainge is like a thousand man. Stop letting him be in charge of stuff.
You know what I was thinking about, too, because I was listening to that podcast, and they were talking about Sam Presti. I do believe Sam Presti is really, he's phenomenal at his job. But I do believe that Sam Presti has the benefit of being in OKC. And what I mean by that is, at least on the outside looking in, it doesn't feel like they care that much about what happens if things are going bad. Like,
meaning,
like the just the culture,
fan base?
Yeah, okay. The fan base, the Thunder. Like, Sam Presti could be like, "We're gonna be bad for 3 years. Accumulate a bunch of picks, take swings on guys, and it's okay." And there would be no D'Lo and Casey calling. There'll be no Devlin calling, yelling at them in the stands. Mm-hmm. It's just like they don't really care that much. I wonder, how much do you think that matters? Like, because everybody says, just do what OKC does. But is there another NBA city that, like, you that'll just kind of go with that? Feels like OKC might be the only one.
I don't know. Like, I feel like, I mean, from a national media perspective, I can't say. I'm not there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like. I don't know if there's a Devlin or a, you know, I don't know. I get the sentiment because James has said that regarding Ben Simmons in Sacramento in years past is like he'll be fine here. Get him out of the market. He'll be out of the spotlight here. Mm. Get him here and let him play basketball. And so there's probably some semblance to truth. There probably is some semblance of truth to that. I just don't know.
Even with Sacramento, and once again, we're in it, so it probably feels different than reality, maybe, potentially. It kind of feels like a pressure cooker around here. Like,
yeah.
It's not in Philly, but every move that Dylan Cardwell does is examined and talked about here.
You don't think that's the case in OKC, for example?
I don't think so. Because I remember when they were in the playoffs and they would lead the show with Oklahoma Spring Practice on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was actively like, oh, snap, the OKC big game. Let me see what they're talking about. Let me go over there. And I go to whatever WWLS, the animal. And they were like, all right.
Is that a shoot?
Yeah, they're. I don't know the exact call letters, but it's called the animal.
All right.
And they'd be like, yeah, let me tell you, I was at spring practice on Saturday, and boy, we got a lot to talk about. What?
98.1, the sports animal.
WWSL? I feel like that's...
WWLS.
LS.
WWLS.
Count it anyway. Count it anyway. And I don't know, like... It's much...
The on-air personalities are not referred to as jocks or hosts. They're referred to as animals.
Yeah, don't call me an animal.
The morning show is the morning animals.
What?
Radio sucks.
What?
It's the morning animals.
It's not that hard.
They got another show called The Drive.
The Lunch Animals from 12 to 4.
There's a...
The Drive Animals.
I wish
drive
I
time with the animals from 2 to 6.
There's a show called The Middle of the Day Show. That's a shoot. I'm dead serious. It's called The Middle of the Day Show. And then
tomato, tomato.
Nighttime show is animals after dark.
And then there is the ultimate Jim Traber. He hosts the afternoon sports beat. I'm looking. Holy cow.
An executive producer, Jesse the Animal Tappy.
Hold up. Man, you might be on to something. Hang on a second. Let's look at this real quick. I think these are the names of his podcast. Podcast titles. We know how important podcast titles are. OU beats LSU to make the college football playoff. Kiffin to LSU. Kid, okay. OSU fans react to new head coach. These are different days, by the way. Oh, OSU hires Eric Morris.
Have they not talked basketball yet?
OU wins. Who is the greatest country artist ever?
Bro, get the thunder out of Oklahoma City. Move them. Move them. Honestly, move them.
The first basketball. The title of yesterday's show was Fire Tomlin.
That's a whole different. Sport
on November on November 20th. This is amazing that this is the title and this is what we're looking at. Who is the greatest country artist ever?
Who is the greatest country artist?
Brother.
Blake Shelton, I don't know.
Westbrook's last game in OKC question mark.
Wow. That's the first time they talk about basketball on the title.
In the title.
Yeah, let's get a move the Thunder out of Oklahoma City thing going now.
I've got a Thunder dominate the Lakers on November 13th. I got more OSU references. That's I got crazy. NFL awards halfway through the season.
The fire Mike Tomlin one.
That was crazy.
Jerry Jones makes big trade.
I don't ever want to hear about the Thunder being relevant or it's popping in OKC or anything like that ever again. They're worse than Utah.
Hold on. Let me see what the morning animals are talking about. College football playoff scenarios. OU practice report. Oh, wait, that's a segment. That's a segment. That's misrepresentation. I'm sorry. That's a segment. They got a Thunder report.
There we go. There we go.
So the morning show. The morning show does not title their full day shows. It just says full show November 25th, full show, blah, blah, blah.
So it goes the Sooners, Oklahoma State at number 2.
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin
number
at number 3. Country music at number 4. And then the Thunder.
And for
that's only if Russell Westbrook is tied in somehow.
And for example, the biggest sport in the country by far is the NFL.
Yeah.
Here, we will kick the NFL to the curb for 2 weeks.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
To talk about Dylan Cardwell.
Yeah.
Like I said, it ain't Philly. I ain't trying to make that. They're different. They behave different over there. But I feel like it's a pressure cooker in Sacramento.
Well, compared to Oklahoma City, it is.
Well, anything is. They might talk about the, what's the team? The Oklahoma City Dodgers, the AAA team. They might talk about them before they talk about the NBA.
I have to know the connection between Mike Tomlin and Oklahoma City.
That
why
was
would
amazing.
I fire him? I need him out.
Now, hold on. Shout out to our website that has the Corners of the Culture podcast.
Shut
up. I'm trying to. So it turns out everybody's website is in fact better than ours.
Well,
let's see, D'Lo and Casey. So could you imagine? I clicked on the D'Lo and Casey podcast. Do you know what it says?
OJ.
It says, oops, we can't seem to find the page that you're looking for.
Bro, because you know what? I bet you they got the old podcast link that we switched over from that doesn't work anymore, I bet.
OKC is on the radio laughing at us right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, idiot's website. This is why we're
okay,
number one.
Here we go. If they did this same exercise with us, they would run into podcast titles called What did I just walk into?
Nice.
Was that a child?
Hey, it's lit over here. Keep reading them. This is good.
Was that a child? It's hilarious.
Oh, this is my best work right here.
If the morning animals did this to us, they would run into podcast titles. The Rock has talked about being black once. What else?
Oh, man. I don't know if we want to play this game.
Hey, this is just from a week and a half, too.
Wow, you're turning on me today, huh? Title, Matilda.
Oh, jeez, Matilda. I remember.
Come on, read it before we go to break.
Matilda is not a Tyler Perry movie. Oh, Jesse, you killed these.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is so funny.
Shout out to the sports animals.
Yeah, shout out to the sports animals. Last one. Which one of you is doing that? We'll come back. Jake Gaden joins us next here. Title Pocket. Maybe I'm doing too much. If anyone cusses, hit the red button.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I don't know how your day is going, but it's going better than Jake Gaten.
Oh, man.
My brother Jake is with us live from a retirement home, and that's the shoot. Jake is at a retirement home. He can't get home to us. His flights have been canceled. They've been delayed. He really has no clue. We might have lost Jake Gaten.
Oh, no.
Now, Jake is here with us.
Right.
But we might have lost him.
Don't know when we're going to see him in Sacramento again.
Maybe the East Coast loves me so much that I need to come back here.
Hey,
guys. Or the West Coast doesn't like me anymore. One of the three.
Well, that's not true.
Well, I know, Jake, I was happy for you, man, because I thought of you watching that ass whooping that happened on Monday. And after that kick return, I thought, my boy out there, he must be happy as hell. He's freezing his ass off, but he must be as happy as can be watching his Patriots play like this.
So, man, that was that Monday night game was incredible. All right. Like Drake May for MVP, baby. All right. Like, let's get it going. All right. I have to be the Drake May stan account for Sacramento for the next 2 months because that man is playing his booty off. He's AFC player of the week again this week. Like, this kid is ridiculous. That Patriots team, if you haven't watched them this year, they are a legit Super Bowl contender. Now, they have a bye week this week. They play the Bills, then they play the Ravens, which will really tell you how good of a team they actually are. But Mike Vrabel has that team playing hard. That defense is disgusting. They are great against the run. Special teams are showing up. And offensively, you just don't know who's going to, you know, hit them each week. If they're a Swiss Army knife, if you're going to get Henderson, Stevenson, Diggs, Hunter Henry, Kayshon Booty, like, it could go on and on and on. And on. I'm pumped, man. And you know what the best part about it is? It was football weather. Like, guys, what's the coldest game you've ever been to outdoors? Like, what's the coldest game you've ever been to?
Oh, buddy, I don't even think I've been to a game that's cold. That is not, like, I was actually thinking of that when I was looking at you and your stupid jersey over your jacket and then the beanies and the gloves and all these different things. I thought, what is the coldest game I've been to? But I've been to, like, baseball games in the summer where it might be a little brisk. But never cold. Like, I've never been anything remotely close to what Jake was.
Neither have I. And
what was that Grant Rockland game?
I was about to say he's gonna laugh at me when I say it. That was the coldest. I left early. I said, no, I'm not doing this. It's okay. I'm leaving in the third quarter. Like, we'll figure out what happened.
Like 52 outside.
It was freezing.
Bam, 20 degrees. It was phenomenal, all right? I had, you know, the alcohol was flowing, so it meant you had a little extra blanket on top of you, of course. Like, it was just feet warmers in the hands, the feet, the other parts of your body. Like, it was just great, great, great football weather, great game, and it was just incredible time, fam. I'm just saying, if you have a chance to go to a football game in sub-25-degree weather, go do it, unless you guys are like you two and just can't do anything.
I strongly encourage you not to do that.
I won't do that.
Don't.
How many layers?
Just real quick, before you ask that, for those who haven't caught on to this, there's a lag between the end of our question and Jake's response. That's so just bear with us.
The retirement home is
there's a reason. It's dial up there at Shady Pines. where Jake is, so just bear with us a second. So go ahead, KC. Sorry,
I was just asking how many layers was it? Four layers of clothes, like a regular tank top, long johns, t-shirt, hoodie, jacket. That's five. Is there five layers there?
It was five. Okay. Five layers. We killed it like that. Like, you go long underwear, t-shirt, sweatshirt, jacket, Patriots jersey. It was fantastic. And I'm like, guys, I'm gonna be honest with you, my bad, all right? The eclectic group here doesn't use Wi-Fi that much, so I apologize for the low you know, width band that we have over here. I most people out here don't own a cell phone, okay? So we're trying to make it work. I apologize, guys.
No, it's all good, man. We're having fun. We'll get through this as best we can. All kidding and standing aside, are the Patriots the best team in football?
No, because I would give the LA Rams the nod on that. I really, like, even with the loss to the Panthers on Sunday, like, that defense is scary. Offensively, they have, they're a juggernaut in terms of what they can go through. I think the NFC is a tougher conference right now to get through in those playoffs. Mm. Compared to the AFC. So I would say if they're not in the top four people of conversations, like, you can't count out Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs if he makes it. Can't, same thing with Josh Allen. I think the Rams are one of the best teams in football. I think when the Buccaneers get healthy in the next two or three weeks, they're going to be one of the best teams in football. Like, Super Bowl contenders are made in the month of December. And we'll find out a lot of what we have within the NFL right now. Like, I can tell you this much. I don't believe in the Colts. I don't think the Colts can win if they have to come back from a game. If they're ahead in the game, no problem. But, you know, I don't have much faith in them. I don't have much faith in the Packers or the Lions. But, again, we'll find out here in the next month.
The Colts might not even make the playoffs. But I will ask you this, as a Patriots fan who might be, well, statistically, you are the best team in the AFC. Is there a team or teams that worry you in the AFC?
There are. I would say the Bills definitely worry me. I think that's a team that's been there, done that, and Josh Allen is just, he takes it to another level. Until you beat the Kansas City Chiefs, until the Chiefs are not in the playoffs, then I will feel good about them. But like, Patrick Mahomes just gets to a different level in the month of January and February that just scares the bejesus out of me. I would say other than that, no. Because I don't think the AFC North is particularly tough. Like, I understand that we lost to the Steelers earlier this year, and that's a, you know, but they're not playing great football right now. I don't think the Ravens are finally healthy, but unless things start really coming together for Lamar Jackson, who hasn't looked like himself the past 2 weeks, I'm not worried about them. The Broncos are a team that we could be an eye on, just because of who they played this year. But, like, I don't know. Did you guys watch the Sunday night game? Like, I wasn't particularly, like, you know, impressed with them, especially taking on Marcus Mariota and a banged-up Commanders team. So, you know, they win, and they've won by small margins, and that's all that matters in the NFL. But I do wonder when the lights get brightest, like, how they look in the month of January.
Nobody feels the same way I do about the Texans.
I just think it's yet. Mm. It's like they're making a run. It's like, okay, they're not even in the playoff. They're in the picture.
Right.
They're not in the playoff picture, but they're in the hunt. That's their category.
Dolphins.
I'm with you. You've got them like winning the Super Bowl. Wow. I'm like, hey, one shout out to D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud, because it was not a good look the way that this season started for them. But that's why you play the entire season. And they have an opportunity to kind of bring this thing home and have a real, real special in season turnaround. Jake, for those just tuning in, Jake is at Shady Pines Retirement Home. Somewhere in Connecticut. He can't get home to us here in California. His flights are getting canceled left and right. He's trying to figure out if he's got to take a train somewhere, got to take a connector somewhere. I have a proposal that you can run by our friends at CBS 13, your employer. Just fly south, like a little contrast bath, cold to hot, fly south to Miami and meet the Sacramento Kings there. Because once they're done with Houston tonight, or once they're done in Houston tonight, they're headed straight to Miami, and you can cover the Kings down there, which I'm sure these next two games are going to go great.
No, I think that's a great idea, because my brother lives down in Miami, so I can just stay with him.
You're working.
You've literally got family all over the country.
Nowhere on the West Coast. No one on the West Coast.
Well, we got you, so yeah. you're the representative of the West Coast. The Gayden representative.
If the singular representative, that's it. I consider you guys family, so I guess.
Yeah, you know,
100%. Well, how far west? How far west does the Gayden bloodline go?
Chicago.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's not very far at all, but salute.
Still got two time zones to go.
Do you know that this is, I just realized, are you aware of what's going on with Giannis today?
I heard something along the lines of he wants to now be traded.
Okay. I just make sure you might have been on the phone with Delta or United or somebody trying to get home. Well, there's NBA stories happening today that have some ramifications.
I heard Chris Paul today just got told that he's being a bad sport and a bad teammate and just got kicked off the Clippers. Like, I guess his legacy in LA meant nothing to the Clippers organization. And they just said, you know, see you bye. Yeah.
Or it was that bad.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Can CP3 end the season with the Kings? That sounds like just
that's
such
not
a Kings
what, no, no, just definitively no. Chris, I think if Chris retired today, he would still there'd be a certain level of grace and dignity to that, despite how bad this story has been. Mm-hmm. I think if he tries to go somewhere, I think it could be bad. I don't want that for Chris Paul. I like Chris Paul a lot. I meant to tell that story. I like Chris Paul a lot. We don't need that. We don't need that.
I like Chris too. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Chris Paul guy.
Jake, we're going to let you go.
We'll see what happens. I'm intrigued, though.
Jake, we're gonna let you go. Yeah. I feel for, like, I just want you to get home safely, buddy. Let us know what you wind up doing. Are you headed to Providence? Are you headed to Philly? Are you headed to LaGuardia, to Newark? Just let us know what you're doing so we can keep tabs on you over the next 24 hours or so.
No, I'll send a text message tomorrow morning to give you a status update of where we're at. Don't worry, guys.
And at the rate of
I could end up in Washington, D.C.
And at the rate of your connection, you'll send that text message tomorrow and it'll get here on Saturday. So that'd be great. Jake, we love you, buddy. We appreciate you. Safe travels.
Thanks, guys. I got to go to get dinner with the grandpa right now. Okay. Dinner time at 4:30. Okay. Got to love that.
Yes, appreciate you, Jake. Take care, man. Thank you, buddy. That's our man, Jake Gaden, right there. He's going to go have dinner with grandpa. It's 4:59 where Jake is at right now. That was tough. That was probably funnier visually than it was on the radio, because we could see Jake's mouth moving without any words coming out.
That was network TV at its finest.
Yeah, indeed it was.
He showed up in the green wall. I thought he was being held somewhere or something.
That was Jake, hold up today's newspaper.
TSA's at Jake right now.
Look, I thought he was gonna show highlights behind us or show the weather behind it. Either a green screen.
Tough, man.
7-day forecast.
Doppler radar with Jake Gaden. Trista Crick will be with us in about 15 minutes.
That's probably the weirdest place someone's joined us from.
A retirement home?
Yeah,
that's got to be up there.
The title of today's show, Eating Dinner with Grandpa Soon.
I literally wrote down, I got to get dinner with the grandpa.
Your titles are just flawless. That's one of, are the insiders fun too? Oh no. Insiders are boring.
Well,
the radio,
what are they? When do they not talk about the Kings in the last 2 weeks? How many times, I should say?
Let's see, the title of this show's Wednesday, Kings play Rockets, Giannis and CP3. Tuesday, Adventures at the Vet. Oh, that was the title of the show, Adventures at the Vet.
Shout out to Kyle's
cat. Monday, Is Anyone Good? Those are, I think that's a football-related one.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Friday. What'd they do Friday? Fans weigh in. Sorry, I can't find the full show title. That's an hour. It's a little harder to do their show. Their show's a little bit different.
They're like the morning animals.
The morning animals, indeed. What did I just walk into is funny. Was that a child?
That's
the funniest. I don't even remember the context of that remark.
I don't remember either.
We were talking to somebody.
Was that a child?
We were talking to... Was it Trista? No, it wasn't Trista. Who were we talking to? And there was somebody in the background and you asked, is that a child?
It was Jake. Jake was at his house. Right. He was at his house in Connecticut.
That's right.
What was the last one I read? Maybe I'm doing too. Oh, If Anyone Cusses, Hit the Red Button. Almost went to a Ghetto Boys concert with my dad.
Who did that?
No, that was me.
I'll get your food. I'll get your food in a second. James, you a Big Max B fan? We found the moment we've gone too far. Did I mess up your podcast?
That was when Godfrey was on.
These are great.
I think we convinced him. Am I anti Friendsgiving? Oh, I am anti Friendsgiving.
That's me.
Playboy ended because of COVID.
Oh Jesus.
That's a Ronald Reagan line.
I don't remember that discussion.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
KC's going to be doing the walk of shame to his car.
Where was I going?
I think that was the shoes.
Oh, your shoes blew up.
R.I.P., man. I still haven't thrown those away yet.
I didn't know we were live. I wish this show would grow up.
Wonder who said that one.
Kevin James, what were you thinking?
Oh, this is so great.
Oh, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.